Bloomberg, transgender rights should include federally funded sex surgery, housing based on gender identity. By Penny Starr on January 29, 2020. Presidential candidate and billionaire Mike Bloomberg released his vision for putting in place a comprehensive policy to ensure LGBTQ+ equality on Tuesday. The vision includes transgenders' rights to free sex surgery and hormone treatment, rights to shelter based on gender identity, and forcing law enforcement and health care providers to undergo cultural competency and implicit bias training. Bloomberg said in a statement on his campaign website, "I have been honored to stand with the LGBTQ+ community in the fight for equality and justice. From New York, where we won marriage equality in 2011, to states across the country. That fight, true to our nation's highest ideals, has achieved historic progress, but we still have a long way to go. As president, I will work to protect every member of the LGBTQ+ community from hatred, violence, and discrimination. We will close disparities in healthcare access and quality, stop violence against transgender people, and advocate for equal rights across the world. We cannot settle for anything less, and I won't." Bloomberg's radical transgender agenda included supporting the Do No Harm Act that would gut the Religious Freedom Restoration Act's provision to protect Americans' right to live and act according to their religious convictions. Mike will end the Trump administration's practice of granting federally funded organizations a license to discriminate against people based on their religious beliefs, sexual orientation, or gender identity, the website stated. Bloomberg also supports passage of the Equality Act, which would bar governments and sports organizations from recognizing the biological/physiological difference between men and women and replace it with gender identity, the website stated. Mike will also protect and expand ACA enrollment efforts and restrict the sale of plans that don't meet ACA standards, ensuring coverage for medically necessary gender-affirming care, for example, gender-affirming surgery and hormone therapy. Bloomberg vowed to restore and enforce the Department of Housing and Urban Development, HUD, equal access rule to ensure that transgender people are able to stay in shelters that match their gender identity. This housing agenda would allow transgender women to stay in homeless and domestic violence shelters based on gender identity. Bloomberg also would prioritize transgender rights in federal law enforcement. As president, Mike will establish a comprehensive approach to addressing violence against LGBTQ+ people, especially transgender women of color. Mike will make hate and bias crimes a top federal priority, directing the FBI to take the lead on bias crime investigations, training local authorities to identify hate and pressing states to report all hate crimes to the federal government, and improving data collection on violent deaths of LGBTQ+ people. As Breitbart News reported, Bloomberg and the left are embracing the transgender ideology despite scientific facts. Attorney and writer Jane Robbins observed at the Witherspoon Institute's public discourse, "The concept of changing one's biological sex is, of course, nonsense, as sex is determined by unalterable chromosomes. An individual can change his hormone levels and undergo surgery to better imitate the opposite sex, but a male on the day of his conception will remain a male on the day of his death. And as discussed below, the idea that there is a real personal trait called gender that challenges or invalidates the identity significance of biological sex is equally fallacious. But the absence of genuine evidence is simply ignored, and faux evidence is created to validate the mania. Physicians who have embraced transgender ideology are enthusiastically treating gender dysphoria with expensive and life-altering medical interventions and surgeries. Transgender treatment for those with gender dysphoria has grown into an elaborate industry. The cost of top surgery, for example, is over $10,000. Bloomberg also said he would restore U.S. leadership on LGBTQ+ rights at home and around the world, even if the Trump administration launched a global effort to decriminalize homosexuality. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.